Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
The title of our message is The Foundation of God. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and we'll read verse 11. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. That the foundation that is laid is Jesus Christ himself. He is the foundation. Moses, the servant of the Lord, spoke to the Israelites these words. Deuteronomy chapter 9, from verse 9 to 11. When I was gone up unto the mount to receive the tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant, which the Lord made with you, then I abode in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. I neither did eat bread nor drink water. And the Lord delivered unto me two tables of stone, written with the finger of God. And on them was written according to all the words which the Lord spake with you in the mount out of the midst of the fire, in the day of the assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that the Lord gave me the two tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant. Amen. Moses reminded the Israelites that the two tables of stone containing the script, the words which he spoke to them on Mount Sinai, was written by God himself with the finger of God, and God delivered the tables of stone to him. It was written by God himself that God is the author and the finisher of the scriptures. That this word we have in the Bible did not come by man. And that's why he says, no other foundation can any man lay than that which is laid. That God laid the foundation of the Holy Scriptures. That means God is the foundation of the Holy Scriptures. Amen. He is the inspirer. He is the one that gave the Holy Scriptures, not man. And so when we're talking of the foundation of God, we're talking of the Bible, the Word. And that it came entirely by God himself. And that's why Apostle Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 to 21 of it, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Hear what Peter is saying. That the foundation of the scripture is the Holy Spirit himself, the Spirit of God, that all scriptures came by the Holy Spirit. They spoke as they were moved, as they were inspired by the Spirit of God. And this is why he wants us to know and to take to it. He said he would take to this sure word of prophecy. As the light of God, as the truth of God, that we should bank our life, our faith in the scripture is what he's saying. That is, we should believe in the scripture. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. In reading from verse 18. For through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. He says that in verse 20, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Are you seeing the foundation? He said the foundation is Jesus Christ himself, the chief cornerstone, the two tables of stone, the scripture himself. He says is Jesus Christ, the word that the Israelites heard on Mount Sinai. He says is Christ. And when he finished speaking, he wrote the same word in the stone tablets, and Moses said, he gave it to me. Moses, his servant, said, I didn't write the scriptures. Apostle Peter, his servant, said, I didn't write, no man wrote the scripture, all came by the Holy Ghost. Paul, the servant of Christ, says, no other foundation can be laid than that which is already laid, which is Christ himself. That the whole household of God is built on this foundation. What foundation? The foundation of the Holy Bible. That the Bible is the household. And every one of us are baptized. We all are brought in into this house by one spirit. What spirit? The spirit of the Bible. That it was this one Holy Spirit that moved men in old time. All the apostles and the prophets. And then they spoke, and then we have the scriptures. So he says this is the foundation. That this foundation is one. No other one can be laid. That we all partake of the same spirit. That you also are built together for a habitation, for a house of this word of God. Amen. That we are to house the Bible. That's why it says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you. That is, he comes inside us and we live in him. In him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being. Just like we live in physical houses. He says that the word of God is a house, the Holy Bible. We are to enter in. He says, strive to enter in. And then this house of God is to dwell in us. We dwell in him. He dwell in us. Who? This dwelling place of God. That God dwells in the scriptures. That when he finished speaking, every word he spoke dwelled in that stone tablet he gave to Moses. Moses said, and therefore, don't go to the mountain again and be looking for him. Don't go and start looking for Christ. That word that followed them 40 years in the wilderness was Christ. And that this Christ is before us. We are seeing him. That the Bible which we read, he said the word which we are quoting is the Christ. And therefore, if you believe in your heart, this is Christ, and confess him with your mouth, you shall be saved. That this is the foundation. That the foundation of the apostle and prophet is based on this testimony. Is based on receiving the spirit of the Bible. And that every one of them, every servant of God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, receive this testimony. Receive the spirit. And that is how you come into this household. That is the only way you can come into this household. There is not another way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the door to this house. What are we supposed to do? He said we should desire him. Desire who? desire this one foundation of God to be built upon him, and he be built inside us. We house him, he house us. See what Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 2, reading from verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. He said this stone, this word of God is living. That the stone he's talking of is his word, the scriptures he gave to Moses and then expanded through the prophets and the apostles. He says that we should come to this Bible as living, chosen of God, that God has chosen Christ to be our dwelling place. So as newborn babes, we should desire the sincere milk of the word of God. To receive him is what he says, so that we may grow thereby. Grow in the knowledge of him. That's why he says that as a light, he will be shining more and more. The more you desire him, the more you will know more of him. And that as newborn babes feed from their mother, so we are to feed from this word of God in the Bible. And then we will grow in the knowledge of him. If I continue verse 5. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumbled at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. It says the word I'm talking of. That is the foundation, he said, he laid in Zion, a stone. And that this word of God is that mount of Zion. He said, we are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God. The heavenly Jerusalem is not earthly, it's spiritual. It's a spiritual stone, it's a spiritual mountain. He said, that spiritual stone or rock that followed them was Christ. Why does he use the word rock? It cannot be removed, it's solid. He said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. It's the sure settled word. He said, you do well, you take heed to this word. This sure word of prophecy confirmed by God. That this is a confirmed word. Settled. And that if you build your life on the basis of this word of God, then you are safe. You have come into this strong tower, which the righteous run into and he save. That the word of God cannot fail, cannot be removed. That he is that word that God is speaking to us concerning. That he will not allow his Holy One to fail, to see corruption. That heaven and earth shall pass away, but no one jot, no one tittle of the scripture will pass away. It is a sure foundation laid by the Almighty God. He says that this should be in us. We should have the knowledge of him, that it is this Bible is preaching to us. And then he says, if you abide in him and he abide in you, you can never be removed. You will be living by him. That the sower came to sow. He came to plant this Bible in our hearts. That is the foundation. He said, you also have built up a spiritual house to house the Bible. We now become the house of Christ. No longer the house of the flesh. He said, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, who is this spirit? He says, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. The Lord is that spirit. And so that we are to be mindful of the Bible, what he's telling us. Then how can we be mindful of him when we desire the milk, the sincere milk? That when we take in the milk, then we will know the good word of God. We will know that this word of God is good. He is the good one. Then we will not turn to the evil one anymore. We will reject flesh and blood. That's why he said flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. What did he say? He said repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. What is that kingdom? The kingdom of the Bible. The kingdom of this word. That this word of God is a being. That God planted himself. Jesus says, I am that true planting. What planting? This Bible. He said, let it be planted in your hearts. That he is that is express image of God. In him dwells the fullness of the Godhead in this Bible. And therefore, it is a sure foundation. Not laid by man. Not born of man. Born of God. That God gave birth to the scriptures. The invisible God. That great and terrible God that spoke to the Israelites on Mount Sinai after he finished speaking to them, gave birth to the scriptures. The great God spoke to the apostles, spoke to the prophets, gave birth to the scriptures. He said the scripture he gave birth to is his Christ, his son. And therefore, if the son will set us free, we shall be free indeed. That we are to know him is more than quoting the scriptures. He wants us to know the scripture. That the scripture is the greater than the greatest. He says that when the queen of Sheba heard concerning the wisdom of Solomon, came to listen. But he says, standing here in your midst is one greater than Solomon. He said, the people of Nineveh heard the preaching of Jonas. They repented. He said, standing in our midst is one greater than Jonah. Who? The Bible. Is that great prophet. Is that great speaker. Which he said, turn to him. Don't disallow this one. Take heed to this speaker. Because what he says must come to pass. And what did he say we should do? He said, receive me. That as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. That when we receive this word of God as the Son of God, he said he will give you power. What power? To testify of him. You will have power eternal life. And so that's what he's saying to us, that this is the foundation that God laid. Everyone should take heed. For no other foundation can a man lay than this Bible. And that there is not another foundation. That the church is built on this foundation. He says, I build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And that the true believers are built upon the Bible. Amen. Not on flesh. Those who believe in the flesh, they are not the true ones, sons of God. Born again by this word of God that abided forever. Not by corruptible seeds. No, of incorruptible. By the undiable. You now know the undiable. That Christ is that undiable. That this word of God in the Bible is that undiable that proceeded from the Father. And that what was formed from the dust, Adam cannot endure. He is decayable. But Jesus is not so. And so he said that we are to know him. We are to turn to him. That's what he's saying to us, that as newborn babes, we should desire the sincere milk of the word of God. That we should build our faith in the word of God. That is how we are delivered from idol worshiping. From false gods, to know him, that this is the right God. This is the genuine God. See what Jesus says in John chapter 12, reading verses 44 and 45. Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. Are you hearing? Is there anyone that believes on him? Who? On the word that God sent, which we have in the Bible. He's not believing just in the word, let us know. He's believing in the Almighty God that sent him, that gave us the Bible. And anyone that seeth him and know that this word of God is the very Christ. He says he's looking at the Almighty. That this is the window to see God. That's why he says, I am a Father one. That the same God that spoke on the mountain, they did not see him. They only heard the voice of his word. When he finished speaking, every word he wrote on the tables of stone. And say, when you now look into this perfect law of liberty, into this word, you are seeing that God, Jesus is saying. And so that this is the will of God for us. That God has sent his son to give us eternal life. To give us knowledge of the truth. That's why he said this is life eternal. That they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus whom you have sent. That God sent us this word, so that by his word he will bring us to the true God. to himself that he is the true God and eternal life. This word in the Bible. All other God are the false God. They are the imaginations of men. He said, let no one lay another foundation. That God laid this foundation himself. He didn't hand it to any man. That this foundation of God is the only mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And that it is him we are to look unto. And that it is him we are to believe. Say what he said in 2 Timothy chapter 2. Reading from verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Are you hearing? He said the Lord knows what is his. He says, my mouth has commanded, my spirit gather them. That every word in the Bible is his. He knows. He said, everyone that nameth the name of Christ should depart from iniquity. That this is what belongs to him. What? The Bible. That this is his. Therefore, Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 7. Reading from verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Amen. He says it's not all that say, Lord, Lord, will enter, but those who do the will of his Father. What is the will of the Father? That we should believe in his Son. That this Son of God is the foundation, is the rock, is that where we should build our faith on. And that anyone who takes to these sayings, these are the sayings, the true sayings of God, the scriptures, and know that it is these true sayings God told us to turn to, we should repent and turn to his sayings, to the Bible, and then build our faith upon him. Is anyone that does so is likened to a man who dig deep and build his house upon the rock. The tempests will come, the rain came and beat on that house. It didn't fall because it was built on the truth. The truth is himself. He is the true Son of God. He is the undeniable Son of God. That every scripture is testifying of Christ, of his word. That it is this word that is being preached to us by the gospel. But is there anyone that will not build on this solid rock, this solid foundation of the Bible? Is there all other ground as sinking sand? Foundation of the flesh, he says, no foundation. That anyone that builds on top of that, he says, like one who builds on the sand with no foundation. Great was the fall of it. And that our faith should be on this foundation of God. God laid the foundation, it cannot be removed. So everyone that trusts in this foundation, that believes in it, is exactly as Mount Zion. That cannot be removed. It abides forever. And so he's saying to us that this word is whom he said we should believe. We should turn away from the flesh. We should turn to this foundation of God who gave him to us, God. He so loved us, he gave us his Son. And then he says, if we believe on him, we will not perish. We shall have everlasting life. He wants us to believe in him. Believe in who? On this one. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and gave him a name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, every tongue should confess that this word of God is that foundation, is that Christ, is him we are to repent and turn to, is him we are to receive into our heart. And then, out of the abundance of our heart, the mouth will be speaking. We'll be talking to one another concerning the Bible. This is whom we should turn to. This is the undiable. This is the one that does not fail. This is the one that didn't sin. This is the Holy One. This is the inheritor. And so, that if we do so, then we are building on the rock. When all fails, he said, when this tabernacle is dissolved, we have a building of God eternal in the heavens. Secured. Who is that? Christ. Christ is secured. Flesh is not secured. He said, when the flesh shall fail, it's a great failure. He said, great is the fall of the house. It will it failed from the beginning. Did Adam not fail? He failed. But see, Christ didn't fail. He was tempted as Adam. He didn't fail. Therefore, he said, take to Christ. Take to the word. And let the testimony, your testimony be the testimony of the word.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogun. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.